Bill Maher says America hungry for someone to mock wokeness. Traditional liberals have had it with the far left. By Paul Bois on October 6, 2021. Comedian and HBO host Bill Maher believes that the recent rise in left-wing craziness in America has created a bipartisan audience hungry to see wokeness mocked. During an interview on the Joe Scarborough podcast, Maher said for the first time in his life, he is playing for a mixed audience of liberals and conservatives. I was in Nashville about a month ago, and the audience was about 60 to 40 liberal to conservative. That never used to happen, never. Maher attributed the change to the sudden rise in wokeness. I think it's because 10 years ago, in my opinion anyway, the left did not have a crazy section, said Maher. There was no such thing as woke, and now they do have a crazy section, which I call out as a liberal. I think I'm kind of one of the only people doing that, so there's a hunger to hear that. Listen below. The appeal of mocking social justice warriors goes beyond just conservatives, noted Maher, who said that traditional liberals have had it with the far left. I think traditional liberals have had it with the far left of their own party, and they enjoy this too, he said. To be able to play to a crowd like I did in Nashville that's almost split even, that just never happened before. The audience was almost all completely liberal, but things have changed. Listen below. Going forward, Maher said political problems will only worsen if people keep hating each other and desiring violence instead of brotherhood. When somebody just hates the other person, you don't even listen to what they say, and you won't even entertain what their point is. As long as we are in this place where I just hate this other side, nothing is going to change, he said. Kill them is not the answer I'm looking for, and it's not the answer that should be coming out of a liberal's mouth, he added. That's where we are, and certainly of course, kill them is an idea that's very prominent on the right for a lot of the people they don't like. We have to step back from that. While hardcore leftists were preaching messages of hate and division following the presidential election, Bill Maher implored people of different political persuasions to get along and talk to each other. You complete me doesn't mean because we're exactly alike. It means because we are different. I don't want to live in a country without the red states, said Maher. I like traveling there. When people talk to you in Oklahoma, they're not scanning the room to see if there's someone more important. Because, frankly, when I'm there, there never is. Maher also commended people in red states for their sense of humor while knocking blue state liberals for always having a stick up their ass. Also, they laugh like nobody's watching. They don't have a non-dairy, gluten-free, hypoallergenic stick up their ass, he said. Even the pro-lifers will laugh at a good dead baby joke. Watch below. Last month, Maher said the American left is embarrassing in the way it pushes segregation through critical race theory being taught to children in school. Some universities separating graduation along racial lines, racially segregated college dorm rooms, and the Black National Anthem being sung before professional football games.